This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Laureen Neuenheis has worked in various aspects of the hard sciences, including a hospital laboratory, animal research, and a bone marrow transplant group. But she left it all to take off on a series of 1,000-mile adventures, writing a book about each one. A 1,000-mile Great Lakes Island adventure, one woman's epic journey exploring the diverse islands of the five Great Lakes. That's a hike in itself, that title.
It is.
Laureen, this isn't your first book, and let's hope it's not your last, and it's not your first journey either. So take us back to the beginning. Tell us a little bit about the previous books and how this whole thing started for you.
It all started when a midlife crisis evolved into a midlife adventure. I decided to get to know my favorite place, Lake Michigan, by walking step by step all the way around it and recording it in my muscles and bones. And I had so much fun on that first adventure. Even as I was doing the last steps back into Chicago, I thought, this can't be the only adventure. I've got to have more. So my second hike was a second 1,000-mile hike touching all five Great Lakes. And as I was completing that one, I thought, let's do one more. This should be a trilogy. So my final adventure exploring the Great Lakes is launched me off the shoreline onto the islands of the Great Lakes.
You're not addicted by now? It seems to me like, you know, when I've looked back, because I've read the books, all three of them, and in the first one, when you start out, quite naturally, you have some doubts if you're going to be able to complete it. You obviously did, and you went on. I would imagine that at some point, this does have an addictive element to it, doesn't it?
It does, but to undertake a 1,000-mile adventure is a lot of pressure and logistics and planning. So I will continue having adventures in the Great Lakes and exploring them and returning to many of the places I've already been, but I won't take on another 1,000-mile adventure, something on that scale.
So tell us now about the new book, which is coming out in May. And this one, you're exploring islands. When I thought of, and I've been in Michigan much of my life, I think of a few islands. Reading your book, I realize there's a lot more than a few. So tell us about how this journey took shape and where are these islands?
These islands are throughout the Great Lakes Basin. I was surprised to learn that there are over 35,000 islands in the Great Lakes Basin, and they're very diverse. I expected them to be quite similar, but geologically they're quite diverse, everything from limestone to dolostone to granite to Isle Royal, which is one half of a syncline, which is when the Earth's crust is actually flipped up on edge. So just the geology alone was fascinating. And Montreal is on an island. I knew where Montreal was, but I wasn't aware it was on an island, so I put that into my itinerary. So, these islands are throughout the basin. Lake Huron has the majority of the islands. Eastern Lake Huron is full of islands. Most of them are there.
With that many islands to choose from, how did you choose?
It was difficult, but some choices were obvious or places that I wanted to go to before, like the Manitou Islands. I also wanted to get out to Isle Royal and kayak in the Apostle Islands. And Manitoulin Island is the largest island in the Great Lakes Basin and the largest island on freshwater in the world. So I wanted to explore there, too.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Laureen Neuenheis, the author of the new book, A 1,000-Mile Great Lakes Island Adventure. Like her first two journeys around the lakes, she did this one mostly alone. I asked her about the dangers of hiking alone, from wildlife and from other people. Now, you had a way of staying safe from bears and wildlife. Tell us or sing that one to us.
Well, it's a two-part opera that helps keep the bears away. You just, with black bear, you need to let them know you're in the area. So I would sing songs like There's No Business, like Show Business. And then I had a two-part opera that went something like, don't eat me, I don't taste good. You think that I would, but I don't. But
I then, love it.
And then the second part was, actually, I'm delicious, but I won't tell that to you. And I think after all the hiking I've done, I probably would be delicious.
I absolutely love that. And then among your islands, another treat was you found Treasure Island. I didn't know that there was such a real place after reading about Treasure Island as a child. And it's rather unique. Tell us a little more about Treasure Island.
Sure. Treasure Island is on a lake, on an island in a lake. So Treasure Island is on Lake Mindamoya, which is a very large lake, on Manitoulin Island, which is floating in Lake Huron. So I was able to kayak out to Treasure Island and explore that a little bit. So yeah, there are many.
Any idea why it's called Treasure Island?
I don't know. It was actually called, I think, Mindamoya Island before it was renamed Treasure Island, but I don't know why.
Well, somebody thought it was a treasure.
Yes, it's really beautiful.
So at this point, what is next on your plate? Are there more journeys, or you're also a wonderful fiction writer? What's next for you, Lorraine?
I have a packed schedule of book tour this year with the Islands book. And
a hike in itself.
Yes. Yes, so I'm looking forward to that. I love cooperating with independent bookstores along the way, and I'm actually pre-releasing the book to select independent bookstores in the area. And I do hope to return to my fiction a little bit. I have a novel that I'm trying to get an agent for, and I'm working on a second novel that I've not had time to really devote myself to, and I hope to get back to that too. I think I'll have to travel for that one. It goes to Europe, and I think it needs to go to Eastern Europe. So maybe I'll take a trip next year and finish that novel.
Give us a hint. What is it about?
That novel, I actually don't want to talk about the subject of that right now because it's still in the formative stage. The first novel that's complete is called Within the Walls of Grace, and it takes place in a hospital during the tumor board meeting. There's 13 characters in that meeting, and the novel is structured so that the spine of the novel is that meeting, told in present tense, and then there's a chapter from every character's past and a chapter from every character's future. So by the time you're done with the novel, you get these arcs of everyone's life, and the reader ends up knowing more about these characters than they know about themselves in the present.
Fascinating. Best of luck on that. And before we let you go, Lorraine, your advice to people, and there's got to be a lot of us out there, that one thing that we always wanted to do but haven't done, what's your advice?
Make some time for it. Make some time. And if it's something large, do it in pieces. Do it in small pieces. My first adventure hiking around Lake Michigan, I did that in 10 segments. I had to fit it into my very busy life. So don't put it off. These things call to us. And I've met many people along my journeys who have said, oh, I always meant to do this thing that called to them. So make time for it.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Thank you, Zinta.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines. I've been speaking with Lorraine Neuenheis. Hear more at WMUK.org. Neuenheis will be reading from her latest book, A Thousand-Mile Great Lakes Island Adventure, this evening at 6:30 p.m. at the Portage District Library. She'll be at Battle Creek Books on Saturday at 2 p.m. Join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.